time to recap last night's McCook City Council meeting. It's meeting number one for 2026. And the mayor is back, Mayor Linda Taylor. How you doing, Linda?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. We had an exciting meeting last night.
It's kind of those first ones of the new year always are like that, aren't they?
They are like that.
You bet.
Yes.
Councilman Jared Muhlenkamp is gracing his presence. We're in the presence of greatness. How about that with Jared?
Oh, wow.
Was that worded right, Jared?
That's a stretch.
Let's blow his head up even more. You bet.
Right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Did you guys have a good Christmas, Linda?
Had a wonderful Christmas. We are so blessed to be living in Nebraska with this wonderful weather.
Yeah. Woo! 70 degrees the other day on a Sunday, and folks out washing their cars in shorts and flip-flops. It's unreal.
The really great thing about the whole weather is usually when it's this warm, the winds are just terrible.
Right, right.
But it's
not too bad.
False spring, or what is this, you know?
I have no idea, but Thursday, Friday, look out. Winter's going to kind of...
Winter's coming?
It's not going to rear its ugly head, but it's going to be a little wintry Thursday and Friday. So, you know, get used to it.
A little wintry?
A little wintry. That's right.
We are in winter.
Yeah, we are, but it's going to look wintry. How about that?
Right.
Dusting of snowmen. I don't think it's going to stay around too much. It's too warm. The ground's too warm, so it's not going to stick around very much, you wouldn't think. So who knows? Did you have a good Christmas?
Good Christmas, yep.
You and the fam?
The kids were home probably a little too long, I think. You know.
Got
out of the routine. And
yeah.
It was kind of but
I know what you mean.
It was good to see them, but it was good to see them go back.
Yeah. My kids, they can last a week at home and they're bored.
We were in survival mode, I think, most of the time.
So. Yep. They're ready to get back to doing some stuff that college kids love to do. You bet. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. Meeting number one for 2026. We'll start first. And Linda, any Open Meetings Act announcement, anything on that?
No. We are planning to have a meeting on Wednesday for St. Catharines in the City Council chambers at 5:30. If anybody would like to come and listen in on that meeting, they are welcome to come.
All right. Announcements, recognitions.
That was
it, pretty much.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Consent agenda. Anything pulled for discussion?
No. It was really pretty quick meeting this time. But yeah, we have a few things. We had Grant
Fleming
came from MPTPD.
Yes.
He talked a lot about what MPPD is doing and kind of how things are going across the state with them and. Talked about a little bit about data centers and AI and some of that, how that's affecting. Gene asked about how that would affect rates and things, and he kind of mentioned that it's not going to go up necessarily since they're growing and they have better financing with the contracts that they currently have. So they're going to keep there is a 2%. Did you say 2%?
Yes.
Increase, but that's kind of just with everything going up and how inflation is, but with the data centers, it shouldn't increase because of them. It's really just from inflation. So that was a question asked. And then I asked a question about nuclear, and there's some different technologies coming out with nuclear and how they're small little – they're basically SMUs. They're small little mobile units, actually, that you can – kind of put in place, and they're modular, so if there's a place that has an increased need for that, you can actually add them or take them away, and kind of it's really kind of cool technology that's coming out with those and how they're safe, they're smaller units, different things like that, and kind of that's where the future's going. There's kind of some issues with solar and that takes a lot of land, and then the solar panels kind of wear out over time and things like that. And so then what do you do? It's a big investment in the future after they're kind of worn out. And so then the land's made for that. And then so these small nuclear little units are kind of they're really, I think, going to be kind of what the future is in renewable energy. So
I'm sure every year MPPD is right in the mix with everybody else and trying to find
and Grant
new ways.
Said, we don't want to be the first, but we want we want to be kind of in the forefront of it. But we don't want to be the first ones. And if there's any kinks to work out, we don't want to be there. But yeah, So it was good. He talked about the communities that they're in, and Aurora was on here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He talked about Aurora, and we're one of 81 different communities that work directly with their residential, as far as so they go direct to us, they serve us, and so then they have wholesale accounts too that do like around the community or around the state of Nebraska. So yeah, it was a good conversation we had with him, and MPPD is doing some good things.
You probably get with they probably come around for his meetings probably a couple of times a year just to update on things.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They come down and check in with us. The big thing is MPPD collected and remitted $1,300,000 in lease payments and $145,000 in city sales tax for the city of McCook. Mm-hmm. And so that was one thing that this was in 2024 that he wanted to give us an update, and the fact that they have kept our rates reasonable in Nebraska and they're 58.3% carbon free. And that's really exciting. I mean, we're very fortunate to have MPPD in the state of Nebraska.
All right. Good presentation last night. Update regarding the youth sports complex. I'm sure those guys are loving this weather and not having to freeze to death out there. And like when it's January, normally 10 degrees sometimes out there, they're working in 70, probably getting a lot of stuff done out there.
Yeah, we didn't have much on that. I guess what we could say is, well, they're waiting until spring to get some of the turf on the fields. But they could probably do that right now with this fall spring we're having, you know. But yeah, so that's just kind of on the agenda. It's just until that project gets completed. I think we're on schedule-ish.
Yes.
We should be hopefully getting some use out of that pretty soon. So it's an exciting project. It's going to be a huge deal for McCook, and we keep saying that, and I don't think people really get it, but once that it gets finished, they're really going to see a lot of things happen.
Seems like more every time I drive by that on the street over here every single day, and it seems like something new is up there every single day. Even from looking from the street, you look over there, I see something new every day over there.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
It's real cool.
Discussion regarding the potential vacating of the gravel road East A Street from the gravel alleyway between East 9th and East A to the paved road to East 10th and East A.
Mr. Clapp had asked that we vacate this. He has property on both sides, and it's not used. It's a gravel road. It's down there by the wrestling facility is where it is. And Councilman had asked... Let's see, Jerry had asked. Did we, need it for trash pickup? No, we don't use it for trash pickup. And so the council voted to go ahead and begin the proceeding to vacate that road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Update and a discussion regarding the city of McCook's progress on a new comprehensive plan, zoning regulations, and subdivision regulations.
Well, it began February 27th of 2025, and our planning commission has been meeting regularly, and we have to do updates all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to do it about every 10 years. And so they've been meeting, and now they're ready to do the first review completely on January 12th.
Okay. Ordinance amending the City of McCook Code of Ordinances, Chapter 97, Public Spaces, Camping, Restrooms, and Parks. I take it this a little bit with car park.
Rich, if you want to camp in the parks, you need to get a permit.
Uh-huh.
That's just.
I know Nate had mentioned that a while back that it was probably going to come to that.
Yep, exactly. So basically it's just an ordinance saying that you can't camp unless you have a permit. That's pretty much the gist of it. That's obviously oversimplification of everything that's in there. There's a lot in there, but basically can't camp in a park unless you have a permit. And so say it like a Boy Scout has a tribal meeting, whatever, and they want to go and utilize a park for camping or something, they'll have to go to the city and get approval for that. Car park has they have permits too. I think it's up to 3 days. I think you can do
$20.
$20, and it's, yeah. I think up to 3 days you can camp down there with a with a camper, and but there's no tent camping down there. So if you bring a camper, you can have that for up to 3 days, and then you'd have to get a new permit after that. And so yeah, there's just some different things in there to help to make sure the parks are safe and clean and usable for the public. So
you would have to go to the city offices to get all that paperwork done and pay. Is that right?
You're going to be able to go online and do it.
Okay.
It's gotten to be really popular for campers to go online, and a lot of them are experienced as to how to do it. So you'll be able to go on the City of McCook website. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to pay and get your permit.
All right.
And there, we'll have signage and things down there for that to be able to, so people that come in, they know where to go.
Okay. We're over to council comments, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
Yeah. It was a short meeting. I think it was because everyone wanted to go watch the Husker basketball game.
Yeah.
Right after, so.
Great game last night, too. Great
right,
game.
It was. They're doing pretty
15-0 is pretty good.
Pretty amazing, yeah. Hopefully we can win a tournament game, at least.
Yeah.
You know, that would be – win our first tournament game, that would be – phenomenal, right?
Got a little time. Got January, February, when we get there.
I'm getting ahead.
Jerry, getting ahead.
Getting ahead of myself, but there's a good feeling.
But right? Good feeling right now. You
power
bet.
Of positive thinking, Jerry.
That's right. Exactly.
That's, there you go.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, Rich, what are you? Are you negative thinking now?
What's that now?
You're negative thinking?
No, what? no, absolutely. But it's early January. There's a long ways to go, but you feel good about the way
I guess,
playing.
Yeah, we had what that Kenny Minchie was.
Now you're going back to negative with football.
That's what
I'm
just saying. He was committed, and now he's not.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that's why you're.
I don't want to talk Husker football right now. That is over and done with for a couple of months. Not even bring it up, Jared, okay?
The drama is happening now, though, you know?
Exactly. It is. Anything, council comments last night?
No. I just want to remind people that it's a great place to live here in McCook, and it's so good to see all the positive things going on in our community. And let's just keep working together for the goals to get things done.
Yep. Got the ballpark thing. Got next door here at Wagner's. Boy, that dealership is just moving like gangbusters.
It is.
The YMCA project's going good. So, yeah.
And when you look at all the housing, the new housing going up.
Industrial Park, too. We've been expanding that as well. There's just a lot of things happening. MEDC is doing great. City of McCook. A lot of these different, community hospital with that new
apartment complex
down there. You know, it's just there's a lot of great things happening, and I think people sometimes need to step back and kind of look at that and be like, you know, we've got a lot of good things happening right now.
Exactly right. You bet. Next regular meeting coming up on the 19th. All right, Planning Commission this next week on the 12th. Anything with that?
Mainly
the St. Catharines.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that, Linda.
What it is we're looking at asbestos.
Uh-huh. Asbestos and lead paint remediation for that. We're getting an EPA brownfield. We're applying for an EPA brownfield grant to be able to pay for some of that because it's very expensive. Even if we were to tear it down, we would have to mitigate the asbestos and the lead paint before that anyways. And I think it's up to, was it $250,000 or $300,000, I think was what to remediate, is what they estimated remediating that. So it's a lot of money. But, you know, we'd have to do that anyways if we were to tear it down. And right now it's kind of an eyesore. And it's dangerous for the public as well. There's been multiple fires and people breaking in and stuff like that, and so there's a lot of it's kind of a hassle. It's been a nuisance, and we can't really do much with it right now. But if we could get that remediated, we could either turn that into some affordable housing, or we could tear it down and turn it into something that's beneficial for the community.
So this is a good discussion. What day again? What time? Where is this going to be at, Linda?
Wednesday. 5:30 Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 5:30 at the McCook City Council Chambers.
All right.
Yeah, so public tomorrow.
And coming up tomorrow, all right.
Yes.
Today is Tuesday. So public invited to come on in for this?
Absolutely. Yes. If they'd like to come in and sit in and listen, we'd love to have them.
Yep. Okay, very good. Thank you for coming by this morning.
Thanks for having us.
A quick recap of a short meeting last night, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
You betcha.